My brothers and sisters, I have a question to ask you that was asked to me. Are there any perfect people? I repeat, is there any perfect people? I'll answer that question today as we take a look in the book.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages on the book of 1 John. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to 1 John chapter 1 as we begin in verse number 5 as we take a look in the book.
Amen. 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. Amen. It's good to see so many here this morning. Good to see. Amen. I see some parking lot folks sitting with their wives this morning. That's good. Y'all done got a day off. Hey, matter of fact, let's give our parking lot crew a hand. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. It's not that often y'all are able to come in and sit beside your wives. That's good. Like to see families worship the Lord together. How many of you know that a family that prays together stays together? 1 John chapter 1, beginning with verse 5, it says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." I want to talk this morning on the subject, walking in the light. Oh, you didn't get it. You didn't get it. Let me go with, I had something else on my paper, but I erased it off because I said that was going to be too hard. And I wanted to be a nice pastor. But I'm going to go with my first mind, which was stop lying and walk in the light. Stop lying and walk in the light. Amen. High five somebody and tell them, stop lying and walk in the light. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Stop lying and walk in the light. One of the joys that I used to look forward to was going home to visit family and friends, particularly my mother-in-law and father-in-law. So often when I would go and visit them, and we would be sitting around the house, either in the living room or even out on the porch, my mother-in-law, she would be sweeping or cleaning or doing something. And then she would stop, and she would ask me a rhetorical, theological question. She would ask me a question like, are there any perfect people? And it was such a shocking thing. I was like, I beg your pardon? She'd say, are there any perfect people? I said, Mama, why would you ask that question? Say, I just want to know, are there any perfect people? Because I believe that one of the problems in the church, she says, is we got problems out of the perfect people. There's too many people in the church, she says, that think they do no wrong. She said there's a lot of folks in the church who think they better than you. And they turn their nose up at you. They look down at you. Because they see themselves better than you. They see themselves as being perfect people. And they expect for you to confess your sins and your faults and your shortcomings. They want you to apologize to them, but they don't want to apologize to you. Because in their mind, they never do anything wrong. So why should they apologize? And they form little cliques and things in the church. And they distance themselves, they separate themselves from other folks because they see themselves better than you. So I just want to know, is there any perfect people? Well, we don't have to try to scratch our head and figure that one out. John is going to answer that question for us, because the thing that was messing up John's them church was them perfect people. Them people who thought they was better than everybody else. There were some people in John them church saw themselves as not even committing no more sins because they no longer had the sin nature. They had graduated into perfection. And they wanted to even start calling people and wooing people to come out of the church, John them church, and start studying the Bible with them so that they can teach them how to be perfect. In other words, they was having lessons on perfect people. But John lets us know there is no such thing as perfect people. Not on this planet. On this planet, John lets us know there's only one perfect person, and that's God Almighty. As a matter of fact, John says that this way in verse number 5. He says, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God is the only perfect person. He's the only one don't have no darkness in him. He's the only one on the planet that don't have no kooky stuff in him. He's the only one in the planet that don't have no diabolical stuff in him. God is the only perfect person. Now, and the best that we can do is walk with him. The best that we can do is try to walk with him who is perfect. The best that we can do is try to imitate his life. Try to be like him. A matter of fact, he wants us to be like him. He says, be ye holy, for I am holy. He wants you to try to be perfect anyway. Amen? And so John here lets us know God is the only one that is perfect, and that what we can do is walk in his light. Walk in his perfect light. Walk in his perfect word. Walking in his light. Now, a lot of people, they think they already got it together. A lot of people will tell you that they are walking in the light. If you ask the average Christian, they'll tell you, oh, yeah, I'm walking with the Lord. But James said, the prophet Amos says, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? A matter of fact, you'll find that everybody who say they walking in the light ain't walking in the light. It's just like everybody who talking about it going to heaven ain't going there. And everybody that's talking about walking in the light is not walking in the light. John say, you can test it out to see whether or not a person is walking in the light. Don't just let anybody put anything on your plate. How about that? John says here, there's, matter of fact, I want to give you three things this morning to test it out to see whether or not a person is walking in the light. Are y'all going to walk with me? I'm going to have to walk by myself because it's too many people done hooked up with somebody all because they said they was a Christian. There's too many women that was in the church and got pulled out of the church because somebody came to church and they thought that that person was a Christian. But even a person that's on parole can act good for a little time. Listen. Number one, when a person is walking in the light, number one, he will practice the truth. Yeah, when a person is walking in the light, he will practice the truth. Look what John says here. He says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. As a matter of fact, you're going to find out them people were just lying down there at the church. As a matter of fact, they told four lies, and we're going to look at three of them this morning. That's why I say you need to stop lying and walk in the light. Yeah, but notice here, John just didn't say, y'all just lying. Y'all need to stop your lying. That ain't what he said, did it? Because, see, if you want to tie up a church, start using divisive words. If you want to tie up a family, start using divisive. If you want to tie up your job and your little work crew on your job, use divisive words like y'all and you and them and those, because those are divisive words. See, anytime you say y'all, that means you put yourself over here because that's y'all. Them. You ain't including yourself. You separating yourself from them and those. And if you want to tear up a house, keep using the word them and those and you. Oh, I know I'm helping somebody this morning. Amen. As a matter of fact, that's for free this morning. That's for free. Amen. Amen. But if you want to try to keep your house together, you got to use the word we. Because when you start talking about y'all and you and them, you trying to act like you perfect people. You act like you got it together all of the time. And let me throw something else in on the divisive word. Don't ever use the word always and never. They always doing that. They never. See, no, it ain't always and never. You ain't never met a person that always doing one thing. No, we are people. We got good and bad in us. I don't care how bad the person is, the baddest person that you meet will do some good every now and then. So don't let just anybody put anything on your plate. And listen, be careful trying to counsel people when they come in and talking to you and say, well, he always. Say, wait a minute now, Miss Perfect. Oh, I'm just throwing that in for free. Now let me get back to my message. But notice what John did. John, he's trying to keep the church together. There's already division in the church. He's trying to keep the church together by even including himself in this. He didn't say, you lie. He says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. He's speaking the truth in love. You got to learn how to speak the truth in love by including yourself, because you ain't always perfect. John says, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. But he still called the folks a lie. But he just included himself in it. You can call folks a lie, but make sure you include yourself. Because you don't always tell the truth. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Y'all gonna go where I'm about to go by myself. John is my kind of preacher. I like a preacher that tell it like it is. Don't be trying to sugarcoat it, because my salvation is at stake. People's salvation is at stake, and you up here trying to be cute. Just tell it like it is. That's the problem in church. Preachers are scared to tell it like it is. You need to call a lie a lie, spade a spade. John says, we lie and do not the truth. See, John, well, who taught John? John didn't learn from no politically correct teacher. He didn't learn from no politically correct. You go to Bible school today, they try to tell you how to fix your sermon so you can always keep a crowd. In other words, politically correct. Matter of fact, they want you to even stay away from political mess. Don't get involved in politics. Jesus was very political. Matter of fact, that's how he ended up getting on the cross, because he was political. He called out the establishment. You can't get no more political than going into the temple and then flipping the folks out of the temple and shutting down their business in the temple. When he done that, a week later, he was on the cross. Lord have mercy. Let me go on and get into my sermon here. John learned from a preacher that called religious folks hypocrites. You know what a hypocrite is? A hypocrite is a two-faced person. They one way when they with you and another way when they away from you. They're two-faced. They like this and they like this. They keep changing on you. They two-faced it. And Jesus was calling two-faced people out. And that's one of the things that is hindering the church, is we got hypocrites in the church. Folks don't want to go to church because they see folks who go to church two-faced it. I was talking to one of the sisters here on Wednesday night, and she was telling me about a situation there on her job. She was telling me how there was this new supervisor that came in. And this new supervisor seemed like she had it all together when she first came to the job. They was all happy for her because she was an educated, sophisticated black woman. And they was happy to see her get promoted. And she was a Christian lady. She was bragging about her Christianity, and she went to this big church and stuff, and she was happy that she was going to be working with co-workers and stuff that was Christians and stuff, and talk about how she read her Bible and what have you. And so everybody was all excited about her, you know, to have a Christian boss person. But a couple of weeks later, after she really got settled in on the job, they saw another side of that lady that they didn't see before. And that lady came in here, and you done heard of Little Bo Peep, but she wasn't nothing like Little Bo Peep that lost the sheep. She was more like the Wicked Witch of the East. I mean, she just flipped on those people all of a sudden. And when we're just coming in there, just dropping all kind of, you know, cursing bomb and stuff. You know, A bomb, B bomb, C bomb, and the D bomb, and the F bomb. Boom, 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 boom. Dropping all those bombs. And our church members said, you know, she had been on this job, you know, a long time. I forget, 16, 17 years. But she said she started thinking about going finding her another job. But she started praying first. And she prayed, and the co-workers started praying. And one day she said she went to work. And she didn't see her boss. And she asked her, you know, where is she at? They said, she's in her boss's office. And her boss ended up firing her. See, if you know how to pray, you can pray the devil away. But see, nobody want to even be working with a hypocrite. Listen, it takes more than just calling yourself a Christian. It takes more than just going to a big church. It takes more than just carrying a big Bible. It takes more than just memorizing various scriptures out of the Bible. You gotta obey the Bible. Jesus talked about folks. He says on judgment day, there's going to be a lot of folks saying, Lord, didn't we cast out demons in your name? Didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we do many good works in your name? And Jesus is going to say, depart from me, workers of iniquity, for I don't even know you. Because a lot of people, they go in and come into the church and they claim to be Christian, but that's undercover. A lot of people come into the church and get on a board or do stuff in the church, but that's all for name recognition. In other words, they just doing that undercover. Under the covers of Christianity. But like I showed you last week, we serve a God that is a God of light, and God will pull the covers off. And he'll reveal it. You know, Jesus talked about two builders. He said one builder built his house on a rock, but another one built his house on sand. And both houses looked to be good until the storm came. And when the storm came and the rain began to blow and the flood began to rise, the Bible says that the one that was built on a rock, it was able to stand during the storm. He says, so is everyone who hear my word and obey it. When the storms of life come, you will be able to stand. But he said that person that built on the sand, when the storm came, their house fell. And he said, great was the ruin of that house. He said, so is everyone who hear my word.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.